And another guy that really interests me is Billy Butler, who has been an Orioles killer, and he had such a great start to his career, another first-round pick, and his numbers have really fallen off here. He had 29 home runs in 2012, batted .313. He's down to 9 homers and an average of .271. His OPS at its peak and was consistently at .854, .857, .822, .833. Last year, .786, so down 100 points and down another 85 points this year.
Again, I will say part of that is offensive environment. We're just in a much less offensive environment for whatever reason. I think most of it is the bullpens and the specialization in bullpens and the power arms in bullpen. That's the biggest reason, but it's not the only reason. But second of all, Billy Butler, this is what happens when you're not athletic. He was drafted in 2004 out of a high school in Jacksonville, Florida. And Billy Butler just is not an athlete. That's why he wasn't even being held the other night when he stole second base. So when you are not athletic, I think that it's easier and you fall off that cliff faster as a position player. So that said, those 29 home runs a couple years ago, keep in mind the franchise record for a Royal is 36 by Steve Balboni. That was in 1985. So this is not a franchise. That's the other piece of the puzzle, I think, here. That ballpark, I don't think has the reputation that it should have, which is, for whatever reason, that place just really depresses home runs. The team does have some pop. It's not built around power, but you look at that roster, and that team should not have fewer than 100 home runs. I mean, they're the fewest home runs for a major league playoff team since the Dodgers in 1988.
But those
Dodgers won a World Series. The Dodgers won a World Series that year, and the Royals are one of the last four teams playing. I guess we still have five teams playing, with the Cardinals having eliminated the Dodgers tonight, and the Giants and Nats still to come. But the Royals really, things have not gone according to plan for them. But they've had enough depth of arms, and especially of athletic defensive players and speed, to make their plan work.